The Science of Crash Test Dummies. Cadavers. Alright, so what are crash test dummies? Okay, well, let's ask yourself a couple of questions. What happens to a body when a person dies? Does it end up in the grave, cremated, possibly decomposing in the creepy neighbor's backyard? It may, but it could go on to be so much more, okay? A body can go on to have, in a sense, a life after death, right? Bodies that are dedicated to science go on to have curious second lives as cadavers. They have new jobs and a new life where their efforts save and improve millions of lives. How is this possible, one may ask? Well, for one, cadavers don't have to do much more than kind of lie there while they're manipulated by the living. They just lie there and regard researchers with non-judgmental gazes while they are using all sorts of manners to better understand the human body. Cadavers are used by medical doctors to perfect techniques to better understand decomposition and to better understand forensics applications. But there are the blander uses for cadavers, okay? Those are just some of them, right? The cadavers that really get to experience a new life are those used in, like, crash test dummies, as crash test dummies. I'm not talking about those dummies that have the plastic yellow heads in the exit. No, I'm actually talking about cadavers being used, okay? Now, it seems weird to use human bodies as crash test dummies, but think about it. What better way? A plastic dummy can only tell us about how much force is exerted on it, where a human body can actually tell us at what angles that bone would break, okay? So, these cadavers go on to have these lives, their enthusiastic devotion to be crashed at the concrete walls, they save many lives. Okay, so cadavers, some of you may not know what they are. Cadavers are the deceased who have donated their bodies to science. Before they died, that is. People donate their bodies by contacting agencies such as the Anatomy Board of the University of Florida, where they will get information about the institute or university that they want to donate their bodies to. So say, I don't know, you went to Yale or Harvard and you're like, you know what, when I die, I want you guys to cut into my body or other things. And you know, you get directions on how to go about donating, right? Where people donate their body is, unfortunately, the only thing they get to choose. People can't actually specify what they want their bodies to be used for. They go where there's a need. So a person's body can end up doing many different things. Many cadavers go on to be dissected by medical interns at universities because, you know, operating on a live person for the first time is just kind of unethical. Then there are those cadavers who have their bodies removed from their heads. A cadaver's head will go to universities where upcoming plastic surgeons will perform post-mortem facelifts, since even in death, you know, wrinkles are just intolerable. Some of the more fortunate cadavers will go on to the Body Farm in Tennessee. This is a farm where forensic scientists basically plant bodies in different conditions to simulate situations in which a body may be left after a murder or accidental death. You know, the information gathered from these experiments is vital to figure out time of death. They're the most common uses. You know, medical school and forensics are the most common uses for cadavers, but one of the most interesting uses for these lively volunteers is when they get strapped into a car and get ready to go for a ride. So, cadavers are marvelous volunteers in the field of research. I mean, no complaining there. They never complain, argue, or care about the hours they have to work. This is a good thing, because I'm sure living humans may have some aversion to being crashed into a concrete wall at 60 miles per hour around 6 in the afternoon, even if it's for a good cause. Cadavers are used for crash test dummies because, let's face it, the only thing that really responds like a human body is a, you know, human body. This testing also provides a baseline to properly calibrate, like, actual crash test dummies, you know, the plastic guys. These crash test cadavers are used by NASA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, that's a mouthful, and auto manufacturers. NASA uses cadavers to analyze the effects of acceleration and deceleration during landings and takeoffs. I mean, you know, you don't want to spaghetti your astronaut. Spaghetti flatten, you know what I mean? This information basically ensures safe rides for astronauts. The NHTSA and auto manufacturers use these crash test cadavers to test airbags, seatbelts, windows, and steering wheels. A synthetic crash test dummy can tell a researcher basically how much pressure is exerted on the collarbone from a seatbelt during a crash, let's say 45 miles per hour, but a cadaver will tell a researcher if the collarbone will break or not from the pressure. After a simulated crash, the corpse are x-rayed, autopsies, data is gathered from the sensors on the cadaver, you know, all that fun stuff. When cadavers are used in these tests, researchers attempt to treat them with utmost respect, okay? I know I have dark humor when I'm talking about this, but when cadavers go on to these researchers, you know, to be researched, I guess that's the best way to put it, you know, their heads are often swaddled, which covered, and their limbs are bound. This makes it also easier for the researchers as well. I mean, you know, crashing bodies into concrete walls at 45 miles per hour probably isn't the best day job in the world. And while crash testing may seem to be a crude activity, it's not as glamorous as going to med school, though it's no less important, and it also provides valuable life-saving information. And you have to look at their contribution. Over the past 60 years, the dead have helped the living work out human tolerance limits for skull slamming, chest skewing, knee cramming, gut mushing, all those ugly, violent things that happen to a human body in a car crash. The data that's been gathered from these gruesome experiences has led to improvements in the automotive industry. These brave men and women put their lives on the line so that the living can have a longer life, safer life. Like, take Ford, for instance. It's been promoting inflatable seatbelts in its 2011 Explorer to help prevent the collarbone from breaking in crashes. How do they figure that out? Well, someone's like, hey, let's test this. And it worked. And, you know, those thick, tempered windshields, they cause horrible concussions and death in people in car crashes. But the use of cadavers and tests with windshield helped improve the type of glass that's used in cars today. Anyways, well, because today windshields have more give, enabling like the modern day head, you know, my head, to undergo, I think it's up to 30 miles per hour unbelted in a car crash. So it has a little boing, you know, when you hit it. So, I mean, you're going to have a concussion, but you're not going to die necessarily. And, you know, cadavers are also shown that humans have a maximum of 3-inch depression on the chest before the ribs will puncture their lungs. You know, that's pretty cool. This data could be used to improve steering wheels, because, you know, slam into them, and help researchers when they, you know, design synthetic crash test dummies. Because in order to make one, you have to have all this data from a real body. Like, you know, if the leg is contorted to the left, it may break at 400, you know, pounds. Or at the right, it may break over, like, 800 pounds of pressure. I don't know. Or, like that. You know, how you know that 3 inches is before, you know, your ribs puncture your lungs. You know, good to know, okay? So, in the end, cadavers are dedicated to risking their lives, but mainly their bodies, to science, so that we can have safer lives, right? Cadavers are used for a wide range of research. Yet, crash test cadavers have contributed the most to public safety. Through death, life emerges unscathed. Researchers are able to obtain vital information from cadavers that have led to improvements. We now have safer cars. People are now able to survive a crash at 600 miles per hour. This would not have been possible without cadavers. People donate their bodies to science. Their cadavers are used in research, and ultimately millions of lives have been protected due to these guardian cadavers. I mean, you know, there are many options out there when it comes to where a body goes when it dies, though, in all honesty, being a crash test dummy seems a lot better than ending up rotting in a creepy psychopath's basement. Not that we always can prevent that from happening, but, and not that you necessarily donate your body to that, but, you know, hey, if you died and, you know, you're able to donate your body to go get a facelift, get strapped in the car, or go to the body farm, I would definitely say car. That sounds cool. You know, that is the way I would go. Thank you guys for listening to my ridiculous rant about how I think crash test dummies cadavers are like the thing, okay? I will see you guys later. Well, I will not see you. I will talk to you guys later, but you know what I mean. Goodbye now.